What's up, podcast world? This is Darren Bray. I'm your host of the DBN Network. Thank you so much for taking the time to check us out. Out of the many, many podcasts you could be listening to right now, you have chosen to listen to ours, and I'm honored. Thank you so much. We're going to be talking about ministry today and every day that you click on this podcast, because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about ministry, and I am grateful to be able to discuss it with you. So stay tuned, hang tight. It's going to be awesome. Again, thank you for joining us. So let's dive right in. What is ministry? That is what we're going to be talking about today. Real quick, like I just want to give you a disclaimer. The disclaimer is this: we are going to be real with this thing, and we are going to get straight to the point. However, our main objective is that you will learn something, okay? That you will learn something, maybe something you've learned before, or maybe relearn something. In other words, maybe the same principle, but in a different way. And I don't know about you, but I'm totally cool with that, and I hope you are as well. So we're going to open up the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 12, just giving you a heads up, but I know you can't see me, but I have two Bibles out, and I've got actually three tablets out. Don't ask me why. I just got information right at my fingertips, because I want to really get to the root of the matter and talk about what we need to talk about and leave all the other stuff to somebody else who likes to chatter. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. I'm reading out the New Living Translation, and it simply says this: I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him. Now, that's some pretty awesome language, right? Right. That's so the writer here, 1 Timothy chapter 1, is saying, I am in the ministry. I am appointed, but he says, I'm appointed to serve him. Now, if we go to the King James Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, it says this, that I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Pretty much same language, who hath enabled me, pretty much same language. He said, strengthen. Anyway, here it says, enable me. It says, for he counted me faithful. Pretty much same language, said, trustworthy. But then he says, putting me into the ministry. A little bit of a different language, but pretty much the same aspect. Because he's talking about being in the ministry. But in 1 Timothy 1:12, in the New Living Translation, it says, he appointed me to serve him. So, I have a lot of people who say this, say, well, I want to serve the Lord, but I don't really care anything about the ministry. Well, what is ministry? Honestly, it is serving the Lord. But honestly, if we really just look at the extent of ministry, I do believe it goes much further than that. I do believe it goes much further than just doing something for him, okay? So I want you to keep that in mind. So what is ministry? There again, I asked the question again. I'm not really asking it, but I want to just reiterate that is what we're talking about. So Christian ministry in the Greek word, and I want you to hear this Greek word. Okay, here we go.
Diakonia.
That's right. Siri is on my podcast. Welcome, Siri. Okay, you can go down. Diakonia is meaning to serve, okay? Meaning to serve. In the New Testament, ministry is seen as service to God and to other people in his name. Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? See, there are a lot of people that say, well, I'm not here to serve you. I'm serving Jesus. Well, if you're going to serve Jesus, You're pretty much going to serve people, because can I tell you that people is something that Jesus was passionate about. And that's the reason why Jesus was in the ministry. But it also may be the very reason why that Jesus took, amen, many years, amen, before he stepped out and said, okay, now I'm in the ministry. Yeah, 30 years to be exact. And so his ministry lasted a stint. You ready for this? 3.5 years. I don't know how many people are setting up themselves and spending 30 years of their life, amen, preparing themselves. Because let's just be honest, Jesus, you know, wasn't really your average kid, okay? But how many people do you know that would spend that much time invested in just really, you know, being about the Father and getting to know the Word and you know, something else you have to look at. Jesus was, he was establishing relationships, okay? And it really, when it came time for him to be crucified, you actually see those relationships play out. Okay, yeah, that's something you probably haven't seen before. Go back, look at it, man. It's really awesome. So, but there's a reason why Jesus said at 30 years old, okay, I'm in the ministry. But how many of us would try to prepare ourselves, or, you know, say to ourselves, wow, man, you know, I didn't really, you know, do anything until I was 34. Hold on. And by the way, I know men, I know women that have started late, okay? They have, and by the way, I don't know if we could really say it was late, but at a later age, and in fact, I often hear them say, you know, I wish I had started when I was a teenager. But the fact of the matter is, 30 years, starting at 30 for 3.5 years, think about that, for 3.5 years. I don't know about you, but you have to really know what ministry is to spend 3.5 years doing it. And can I just say this? Nobody did ministry like Jesus did. So that's my desire. And let me set that goal out for you today. What if we did ministry like Jesus did ministry? Man, that's great, right? So we understand that Jesus provided the pattern for Christian ministry. He came not to receive service, but to give it, all right? And there are a few passages that tell us that. You want to write it down? Matthew 20, 28, Mark 10, 45, and John 13, 1 through 17. The Christian should minister by meeting people's needs. That's what ministry is, okay? To minister, all right, with the intention of meeting the needs of people. And how do we do that? We do that with love. We do that with humility. I'm going to say that again. We do it with love and we do it with humility. And honestly, I'm a straightforward dude, okay? I just believe in being straight. I just believe in being honest. But can I just tell you, there are times that I really have to try to slow down and practice the humility part, because sometimes we're, you know, yes, telling the truth and telling it straight is a form of love. However, what about the humility that should go along with it? So we minister by meeting people's needs with love and humility on Christ behalf. See Matthew, okay? You definitely want to check out Matthew 26. So we as Christians are to minister to others out of our devotion to Christ and our love for others. I think that's what keeps it, honestly, that's what keeps it lovey, okay? You want to be lovey-dovey? No, but you do want to be compassionate, and that's what is going to keep us being compassionate and keep us ministering in love and with love, and that is simply showing love for others, being able to do that through our devotion. Because if we have a sincere time of devotion with the Lord, it creates a certain love in our heart that allows us to share that love with others. So whether the other people are believers or non-believers, we have to show them the love of Christ, and we do that out of our devotion. Let me say this, and we're going to take a break. Ministry to others should be impartial and unconditional, always seeking to help others as Christ would. So what is ministry? Is simply doing what Christ should do, what Christ would do, what he did, right? So anyway, thank you for hanging in with us. We're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Okay, so here's the wrap up. My life verse, and if you don't have a life verse, you should have one. Someone says, what is a life verse? It's a verse that you just kind of govern your life by. It's a verse that it's your go-to verse. It can be a pick-me-up verse, but it can be a verse that is just a pivotal verse concerning your life and the actual happening of getting to know Jesus. In other words, maybe a salvation verse, actually asking Jesus to come into your heart. But it should be something that a life verse to me should be a verse that reminds you of where you was and the fact that you're not there anymore. So my life verse is Galatians 2:20. And it says this, for I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I want to say this about ministry in closing. Ministry can and should include ministering to the physical, emotional, mental, vocational, and financial needs of others. Let me say it one more time, just for good measure, okay? Ministry can, should always include ministering to the physical, emotional, mental, vocational, and financial needs of others. Jesus did, and so should we. Well, our time has come and gone. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to click on the DBN Network, okay? And we have enjoyed you guys being with us today. Come back next time. We're just not going to talk about what is ministry, but why are you in it? Yeah, I think that's a good question, isn't it? All right, looking forward to it. Have a great day. See ya. You have been listening to the DBN Network podcast.